Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel. Oh, C. Roy. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery Tribe, YHDH, Yahweh. This is part number 130. Now, what that memo saying? Elder will be a few minutes late. Okay. All right, good enough. The elder will be a few minutes late. So we'll get with our elder shortly. All right, let's go see what will be on the ninth episode, part number 130. And we'll just throw verses around and see what we can get going on. So, studying always ready, young lion. Young lion, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be to that, Brother Micaiah Israel. See you right.
Yahweh bless you. Sir Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There, Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Roy. Excellent. All right. Who else going to be on stage for a nice episode? Hey, Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh bless you, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, go out there, Mother E. Z, Roy. Mother Z. Now, Mother Z is very interesting. Mother E, she addressed this national audience, over 500,000 plus, 6 nights ago. She, tell them what the Almighty put on her, see if she, ready to let this national audience know that she will be given a commentary on what she thinks shortly that the Almighty have put on her. Hey, Mother Z, try to Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you that seed royal.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seed Israel, or royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mother Z. And you know, that's the best part of the broadcast is Mother Z addressed this national audience over 500,000 plus. Well, I hear you Latter-day Saints. What you say? Yes, sir, but on the strength of us, we make our numbers. I mean, you're right. Can't say you're not wrong, but one thing we do know, Yahweh put it in you to make sure you more loyal to be hearing all the misconceptions that you have been taught. And that's why this broadcast is very important, Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries. All right. Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4. Princess Leora Israel, would you be on stage for the nice episode part number 130? Princess Leora Israel, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh be to your seed royal.
Yahweh bless you, seer of Israel, O.C. Royal. Hallelujah.
All right. Seer Israel, O.C. Royal. There, Camp 4. All righty. Let's see if we find the young lad. Let's see if we get going on take number 130. I ought to be a shortlist. Got to remember that. Again, Elder will be on shortlist, so we'll just throw some on the table until I ever get ready to address this over 500,000 plus on the international side. That are Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, and the WCC, World Council of Churches. All right. So we'll talk about that shortly. But we'll throw some on the table for right now. Well, what we'll do, we'll hold everything up because our elder have came on the broadcast. So let's bring our elder in and let him tell y'all about the broadcast, and then we'll get back on this over 500,000 plus, according to the Latter-day Saints and the WCC. WCC, World Council of Churches. All right. Elder Mosquitoff, Yahuwah bless you, see you right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well, see you well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Elder, Mr. Kiss. Well, one thing about it, you know, a lot of these things remind me, yeah, these numbers that you see out here is we making the call for our ministry to listen at you, but we going to catch you in something, dear. And we want to make sure we got plenty of witness to catch you. Over 100,000 plus. They say, well, we're going to catch the old saying something. Maybe in this broadcast. We don't know. But, Ella, whatever you got to bring to this national audience, you take your time. The floor is yours, and we'll read a couple of memos here on the clock come out.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And I always say that's a good thing, because it's always told us that we will have the few that always will not merge with the many. And it appears that some are troubling you with the same, for instance. That's really a bad thing to have to think about. And also, to be caught, that amazes me. When you're speaking the word of Yahuwah, what are you going to be caught in? You're going to be caught doing the word of Yahuwah. And that is a good thing for us and all the listeners that came to listen to this word. You know, it told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and verse and 5, chapter 24, verse 4 and verse 5. For it says, and Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5. Sure, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahuwah the Son, and shall deceive many. Well, we learn our lessons from the Bible scriptures, and we try to teach those lessons that we learn to others. And we rehearse the righteous act together to make sure that we're all on one accord. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times. A bad teaching, loud bumps to comms, Christianity, and people speaking confusion. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have to look no further. You found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Thursday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Put on there tribeyada.com. After the dinner, it's under a big liner. You're going to see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but still after clicking that, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, coming to his course, this has always been questioned quite a bit. When you give tithes and offerings, do you go up in the way to give them to Yahweh? No, that's not what it means. We generally usually get in that in the midst of our broadcasts. Coming to this course. On this note, one man asked me, a man of wisdom. He says, Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms means? I replied, yes. I'll explain that. And afterwards, he gave me some verses. So let me share a few verses with you. The first will be the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Reading 3, it says, there can be no good to come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him or her that giveth no alms. It's okay. Let's read the second one. You know, what we were doing, we were rehearsing the righteous act together. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, reading verses 1 through verse 4, one says, take heed that you do not your harm before men, to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. 2, therefore, when I do it for alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, the churches, and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3, but when I do as alms, let not thy left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4, that when thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And this is always a good thing, because when you're doing books and you're learning what to do the righteous way, you always have to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And that's true. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures which are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have 2 email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is Yada Israel. That's YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with the offline line. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. It's the international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our 6 anointed accounts of Yahweh's ministry. But also in saying that, when calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response, because it tells you already in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. We can use an example for that by just baking a simple cake. Having 6 cooks to make one cake, we would have to guess what the outcome would be. Also, by calling that same number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to say, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can imagine, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back unless you call that number trying to teach. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of my program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to do this, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. At that point, choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcasts, Yahuwah's story will also continue on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online air to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding as shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Bar Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when we, the members, are given the scriptures to speak by the Seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah spoken, not that of confusion, as it reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." So when we're doing this, we keep our scriptures that we read in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you, because we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And that's what we generally do, is try to help bring those things back to your remembrance, unless you're doing the Sharat, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." This is what caused most to miss the word of Yahuwah and the key points, which you can also find a backup verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. "He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her." So we find that this is another day for the word of Yahuwah, and nothing has changed in this day except the number of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah and those that commend it and add on to it, which is a good thing, but only following by others casting the same words we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, either taking those verses' meanings totally another way. And don't forget the noisemakers, the complainers, wanting to be deceptive listeners, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but when they're called to speak, they're completely lost. They've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remembering that, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life. And that's, if at all possible, because anyone ever told you they've done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past the creation of Yahuwah. Now that's impossible. Even Yahuwah the Son reminded us about the impossible for man. He told us about this impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible." so we can find out what our possibilities would be during our program. Keep your Bibles open. Pass our program back to us here in Israel, where we can continue with the mysteries of the Bible. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, right. You're talking right. It's a mystery. You know, everything's a mystery. And that's why the six anointed council, we must come now. Because everything, the mystery is order. Once we understand that the Bible is right, and all we got to do is get in order, but order according to the Bible. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is get in order according to the Bible, and we'll be ready to go according to the Bible. Order. All right, good enough. So we'll, okay. I see Mother D. I'm ready to come on stage too now. All right. Mother D.F. Israel, let's see if we meet and greet Mother D.F. Israel, take number 130, and bring her on stage for tonight's episode part number 130. So when you meet the mother out of Camp 1, Mother D.F. Israel, all you folks say is one thing. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahuwah beat you there, see Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Roar. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, God, Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal. One thing about it, the fox tail had been lit, and the curtain half went up. And all we got to do is order. But we got to first hear order, because you hear something, that don't mean, that's why you have to, really, you have to sit out on sixing on the count. Although somebody reading something, you still got to pause and ask, what did you get out of that? It's very important to understand that the confusion that we have today, we don't know our history of the Bible. And a lot of things we must know, and that's our job. This is take number 130. I don't know how long this series is going to go, because everything in the Bible has been turned upside down. It's a mystery. What you mean, been turned upside down? WCC, what you mean by that? Oh, yeah, well, it's a verse on that. Okay, we'll bring that up. Let's see if we find out the young line, and we'll see if we get all the rest we need for take number 130 by saying, young line, tribe of Yah, God, Judah, Bela Micaiah, Yahuwah beat again. Be with you, see right.
Yahuwah bless dear Israel of C-Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there, young lion. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You know, young lion, and I believe all that what you just got through saying, because, you know, what we fail to realize that some things happen that it just got to be dealt with. Matter of fact, Paul made a statement, but I'm interested in why did Paul make that statement? Because he didn't really make it, he pulled it. Now, Paul pulled a statement from 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I don't know what he pulled that from, and what was the purpose of him doing it? See, keep one thing in your mind. Hey, Mother E, give me a verse real quick, Mother E. Psalms 11, verse 3. Hey, Mother E, how about me some Psalms 11, verse 3? Let's get warm up on Psalms 11, verse 3. Come on.
Okay. Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. Chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
You see that? If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, why are we going that way? I don't know. But now, Brother Micaiah, I want to take a look at something. If you don't have your foundation, what can the righteous do? Now I want to look at a statement in the Wilderness Psalm chapter 6 and pick it around by verse 1. We'll read a little bit out of the Wisdom of Solomon 6, verse 1. And now you just heard what Mother E just said. If your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, Solomon is the wisest man that the Almighty have created and made. So now we want to see what makes him so wise. What did he say that we need to know out of Tape 130? We go on to the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, and let's read a little bit and see what can we get out of this. And we don't know where we're going, but we got to hear something to get going. So let's see what we can really work with there, Brother Taya. We go on to the Wisdom of Solomon, 6, verse 1. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Hear therefore, O you king, and understand, learn, you that be judges of the ends of the earth." Two.
Stop right there.
Give
ear. Stop right there. Let's take one verse at a time. Now, when Solomon was writing this, he was talking about the future kings of the nation of Israel. This right here has nothing to do with the 17 nations. He's speaking directly to the peoples of his time and the prophecy to come. Now, the reason why we say that, because what we fail to realize, once upon a time ago, we was in that. Mother E, let's back up Mother E a little bit and let's see what is already prophesized that this was going to happen to a people in Genesis chapter 17. Mother E, what can we read out of Genesis 17, verse 6, 7, and verse number 16? Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, 7, and verse number 16. 6, 7, and 16. Genesis 17, 6, 7, and 16. That's my final verdict. Come on.
Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, 7, and 16. Genesis chapter 17, verse 6. "And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." Verse 7. "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and thy generation, for an everlasting covenant, to be a Yahweh unto thee, and to your seed after thee, after you." Verse 16. "And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, king of people, of her."
Good. So Sarah is to be blessed, and she's going to be the mother of kings of nations. So Sarah is going to be the mother of kings of nations.
Right.
Mother E. So Sarah is the mother of kings of nations. See, why we don't want to grammar school, high school, colleges, and we don't know that our first grandmother is the mother of kingdoms of nations, kings of nations. So that was Mother E, that was re-talked about in the 36th chapter of Genesis, verse 11 and 12. Can you give me 36, 11, and 12, Mother E? What does it say that we can read in Genesis 36, verse 11 and 12. See, the reason why the big stations, the big dignitaries can make statements is because what you're looking at now is they in power. So whatever they say, you'll go with it, but you don't have your foundation. Once upon a time ago, there was a lot of things said about you. It was told to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And this is what was told in 36 chapter, verse 11 and 12, Mother Eve. What was told that we can read in 36, 11 and 12?
Genesis chapter 36, verse 11 and verse 12. And the father of Eliphaz was Teman on Zephon and Gittim and Kenaz.
But wait a minute. Well, hold on, Mother. Maybe I'll jump the gun a little bit.
You said 36.
It's 35.
Yeah. Well, maybe I said something. I'm saying one thing, but I mean something else. So no, I want the part about can you help me out, Mother? I want the part about when he came to Jacob again in Padan Aram, and we know in 32.
There's 35. When he came. 9, 10, and 11. This is 35.
You see old Mother D of Israel? See, that's what I'm talking about. Guess what? That's what I'm talking about. Right there. See, that's let me know you're studying. You ain't just sitting there taking old Seal's word for it. Because every now and then, Seal be, they try to bogarting on every side. So every now and then, I like to hear somebody step up out of the 6th morning camp and say, no, Seal, that's 35, 9, and 10. That's right. 35, 9, and 10. Oh. Still get the grin in your ear when that is on the table like that. So we want to talk about it. He was already told position will be 35, 10, and 11. Mother E, bring that out. And 35, 10, and 11. Bring it out, Mother E. Genesis.
Book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10. And Yahweh said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. Verse 11. And Yahweh said unto him, I am Yahweh Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply a nation and a companion of nations.
Verse 12. Yeah, give me 12 too. Give me 11 and 12.
Okay. And a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy land. Verse 12. And the land which I give Abraham and Isaac to thee, I will give it, and to thy seed after thee. Your idea, the language.
And so it was already prophesied before, kings going to come out of you, but what kind of kings? See, here's the point. What kind of kings of Mother D of Israel that supposed to come out of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? I mean, the Bible tells the whole story, and that's what we love about it. But this is the greatest piece of literature that is the Bible. It'll tell you what kind of king that was going to come out of the loins of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And it already was reported on record in Ezra, a Mother D of Israel. It was reported on record about kings going to come out of the D. And it was reported on record in Ezra chapter 4. And it was talked about in verse 15. Read verse 15, Mother D of Israel. Just get warmed up in verse 15. What it say in Ezra 4:15?
Ezra chapter 4, verse 15. That search search may be made in the book or the records of your fathers, so shall thou find in the book of the records, and know that this city is a rebellious city and hurtful unto kings and providence, and that they have moved sedition within the same of old time, for which cause was this city destroyed.
So you see, it's saying there's a record about you. But wait a minute. That's why we call these networks and we do the street teaching on the Sabbath day. It's a record about you, but you never heard it's your record. And that's the reason we do all the things that's contrary to the Bible, because we never heard our records, because the name that the record is upon them is kings and priests and princes and prince, stuff like that. That's what's going on. But you be looking for some saying queens or something. It wasn't no queens in Israel. That's Ham and the other nation with this queen stuff. It was princes and prince. That is the difference. But you don't have your history, and that's why we can't come together, because it's a gap. And the forces of a true Israelite is trying to bring this gap till they can rub hands together. But how you rub hands together, you got to know that. Verse 18, Mosiah of Israel. What happened in verse 18?
Okay. Ezra chapter 4, verse 18. The letter which you sent unto us has been plainly read before me.
You see that? So you see, it is a record. He said, now, you telling me that I'm going to make an error by doing something for these people that was once in up under my rule. Thank you there, Mother E. So skip down to verse 19 and let's see what the next thing says. 19, what's verse 19 say?
Ezra chapter 4, verse 19. And I commanded, and search has been made, and it is found that this city of old times have made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and seduction has been made therein.
He said, it's a record. Now, listen, if it's a record, why we that went to kindergarten school, grade school, sixth grade, seventh grade, to 12th grade, and we never heard the record? Why so?
Mm-hmm.
You mean it's a record? It was a record. What is the record that we can read that we can hear in verse 20? Now, this is a record about a people that today he don't even know who we are. But look at the record about these people when you got the Bible open, once you paint the picture. Verse 20.
Verse 20. There have been mighty kings also over Yahdah, Judah, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and told tribute and custom was paid unto them.
You hear that, see, right? So you see the kings they were talking about on the left side of the book come out of Genesis, but the kings that have been over your forefathers and mothers have been mighty kings. Don't you want to, you know, smell and taste and rehearse the righteous act on some forefathers being mighty kings? Well, you know, if we hear some of that, that's like a pick-em-upper. If it was mighty kings, then what happened? That's what we got to find out. What happened? And let's go back to Brother Micaiah, and let's read the wisdom of Solomon. We read verse 1. We might find something in verse 2. I don't know. It might be a priest. I don't know. We just see if there's anything in there to break out running with. We don't know. And see, that's the point we make it. When we come on this network, we don't know where we're going. The mental spirit will guide you through your lessons. And all you got to do is be prepared to be able to precept and paint the picture. I mean, can't many do that? Because the spirit of Yahweh has to be in you for this to happen. And we'll know. I mean, anybody can read a bunch of verses. But who can stop and precept them verses and paint the picture so plainly that you got to catch it? Now when you start seeing that, that's when you know you're on something. Verse 2, Wisdom of Solomon, 6 verse 2. What did it say, young lion?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, give ear, you that rule the people, and honor in the multitude of nations.
He said, you that rule the people. See, he's not talking about in memo. He was talking about you, the mighty kings. He's saying, listen, you that rule the peoples, I'm telling you something that it can go in your favor, but don't slip like the wise man in the world did. He slipped. And that's why the kingdom got split. The one with all the information, Kryptonite called him. So he's telling you, listen to that. Listen and obey the pages of the book. Verse 3, what 3 say?
For power is given you of Yahweh, and sovereignty from the highest Yahweh, who shall try your work and search out your counsel.
Now that big talk was there. Now wait a minute. Now we know that got to be dealt with. That big talk was there. So he says, now power is given to you. He's telling you that power is given to you. Now, that's big talk, man. You got to find out now. Listen, and that verse 3, that's enough rest now to just precept that all away and just play music the rest of the day. He said, power is given to you and sovereignty. You know what sovereignty means? Sovereignty means you control your destiny. You know how people say, like America said, they are sovereign nations. But how did you get that? Yahweh, I didn't give it to you. Say, the devil gave you sovereignty. See? But we receive sovereignty from Yahweh. But all the other countries receive sovereignty through our fall by Yahweh turning his hand against us because of our unbelief. See? See, now you see it. You see it pass that word out and say, I'm a sovereign nation. Yeah, but who gave it to you? Yahweh didn't give it to you. Satan gave it to you. United States of America is a sovereign country. The only reason you got it is because of the children of Israel left their first love. That's the order of the Bible. You got it? Good. Now, that's a big verse right there in verse 5. Now, what does verse 4 say?
The book of wisdom, chapter 6, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, because being ministers of his kingdom, you have not judged aright, nor kept the Torah instruction, nor walked after the counsel of Yahweh.
Now you see that the man just said. Now you see what'll happen to you. Now that what don't happen to you. Now we gotta precept that. He said, now the reason you're not in your position because you had an opportunity to walk in the counsel of Yahweh. You stumble at that stone, and you stumble at that stone today by trying to be a 10 verse 1 there, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, what you're trying to be is a St. John 10:1. I'm going to tell you like it is. But being a 10:1 is going to keep you in trouble. What it says we can read in 10 verse 1? St. John, that mother.
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1 reads, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber."
See, you can come up another way by, and then when you come up another way, you will be a thief in the eyes of Yahweh and a robber. And Mother E, he said something. He made a profound statement. He said something in that same 10th chapter. He says, verse 10. Hey, Mother E, what did he say in verse 10?
St. John chapter 10, verse 10. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Mm-hmm. Now, the day, cap four. Let's see if we read who the day is, the day you're talking about, and Amos 3, 1 and 2. Hey, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. How about Amos chapter 3, 1 and 2, then swing down to 147, 19 and 20 of Psalm, back to back. Camp 4, you're on the clock, come out.
Amos 3, verse 10.
Amos 3, verse 1 and 2.
And then verse 10.
No.
Amos.
Then go to 140. Then go to Psalm 147, 19 and 20.
Amos 3, 1 and 2. And Psalms 147, 19 and 20. Amos 3, verse 1. "Hear the word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole nation which I brought up from the land of Mizraim, saying," verse 2, "you only have I known of all the nations of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities." Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
147, verse 19 and 20. Psalms 147, verse 19 and 20. And it reads, verse 19, "He showeth his word unto Israel, his statutes, his judgments unto Israel." Verse 20, "He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh."
He said, you better praise Yahweh because he haven't dealt with no other nation. So when Solomon was writing this, he was writing this pertaining to the peoples of the book. He wasn't talking about the other nation. He was telling in advance to watch yourself. He said, you've been made mighty kings to come. Don't blow it by backing away from the agreement that put you in your position. Now, Brother Micaiah. Now, come on back with some more of that, because we're clear, when Solomon was writing what he was writing, he was talking about the Israelites to come, because Yahweh only deals with the nation of Israel. This Bible that you're reading, it's for Israel. It's about Israel. And it's to Israel. That's the end of it. See, like the WCC and the Latter-day Saints and the Roman Catholic Church saying, they got a monopoly over this thing, but it's by deceit. Because if once we find out the truth of the matter is, this book is about us, for us, to us. Then we'll know that when we read this book, it's talking about us, the rise and the fall of the nation of Israel. But now our job is to show you that you have failed. And you become servitude to every nation upon the sun. But we're going to show you about your falling and how to get back on your feet according to Scripture. We don't know what power we're going to bring out, but we'll bring some out. So we're going back to Brother Micaiah and read a little bit more. Let's read a little bit more, Brother Micaiah.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, horrible, and speedily shall he come upon you, for a sharp judgment shall be to them that be in high places. Verse 6. For mercy will soon pardon the meanest, but mighty man shall be mightily tormented. Verse 7. For he which is Yahweh over all shall fear no man's curse, neither shall he stand in awe of any man's greatness. For he hath made the small and great and carried for all alike. Verse 8. But a sore trial shall come upon the mighty. Verse 9. Unto you there, therefore, O king, do I speak, that you may learn with and not fall away. Verse 10. For they that keep righteousness righteously shall be judged righteous. And they that have learned such things shall find what to ask. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there. So now, this is talking about giving the children of the book the blueprint how to remain in position and what can cause you to fall. See? Now, Solomon wrote that. But in the same token, Solomon is the one that caused the fall, but Yahweh put all that wisdom in him, and this is what we don't understand. How can he put all this wisdom in a person? Then when they on the clock, then they fall. That case in point, Mother D.F. Israel. In the 11th chapter of 1 Kings. Now, Solomon, he wrote to the kings of Israel after his father and himself to let them know that you can fall away. And let's see, when he was on the clock, what did he do? And see, did he get warned of some things not to do? We're going to find out some things. We're going to 11 verse 1 of 1 Kings. See, one thing about it, like I told the class, see, you got to be a hands-on. Because I wouldn't tell you nothing to do unless I know that I'll do it first. And that's the bottom line. I wouldn't tell you to anything unless I jump in it too. That's how I roll. And that's what we're talking about. Now, Solomon wrote all that good stuff. Now, let's see what Solomon did when he was on the clock. Let's see what was told to Solomon in 11. We'll pick up a verse 1. We'll read a little bit there, Mother. Find out when Solomon was on the clock. And let's see, what did he do in 11 verse 1? First Kings.
First Kings 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange wives, women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the Zornicans, and Hittites. verse 2.
Great.
Of the nation concerning which Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon cleaved unto those in love, these in love, those in love.
You hear that? Verse. Hold that point. You hear that? Now hold on. Mm-hmm. That's good right there. You hear that? So now Solomon was, I mean, just after he wrote all that great wisdom, he was also told, okay, Solomon, listen. Now he tell you, leave them other nations alone because they're going to turn your mind from following me.
Right.
Now, you're the wise man that was birthed by a woman. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you a specific nation to leave alone. Solomon, I'm going to give you a specific nation to leave alone. Verse 1 again.
King, chapter 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughter of Pharaoh. Women,
hold that point. Let me check that one at a time. Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh, that is called the African American. The one you call today African, that's in America now, that's Pharaoh, that's the sentence of man. See, that's not you. Solomon is an Israelite. So he's telling you that the African Americans, you know, the one that's of the sentence of Ham, got nothing to do with color. He's to lead him along. He told you why in verse 2, they're going to turn your mind from following me. So they ain't got nothing to do with color. Because Pharaoh is Egypt. And Egypt, he said, leave the people look just like you. But their customs is not like you. They do some things that we ain't going to get into because the time run out. Now that's one. Who's the next one he told you to look out for? Number 2.
The women of Moabite.
The Moabites. Now, the Moabites, what you call the Chinese. The one you call the Chinese people today. The one, you know, you get your shrimp fried rice and your egg bouillon from. He told you to leave them alone. Let their women alone. That's right now. Solomon, leave their women alone. Now, who's the next name?
The Ammonites.
The Ammonites. That's the Japanese. The Japanese, leave their women alone. Leave their men alone. Is there? Leave their men alone and tell your women, leave their men alone and leave their women alone. Here it is. So you're getting the roadmap, what to do and what not to do, but you won't take heed and make a decision according to your Bible. You make a decision according to what's outside the Bible. Now, who is the next name?
The Edomites.
Oh, the Edomites. Who is that? Back up, Mother D of Israel, to 36 verse 1, and let's find out, well, who is these Edomites? What is that? I don't know nobody unless that's a nickname or something. Who is the Edomites? We got to go in back today. Who is the Edomites? He's saying, leave the Edomite men and women alone. But I don't know nobody. I thought you only called by your Bible. So if anybody called an Edomite people, that must be a slain title or a name, because I don't know no father had no son called Edomites. But we go and trace the record back to 36 chapter verse 1 of Genesis and see who is the Edomites and who is the true name behind the Edomites. 36 verse 1, what does it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Genesis chapter 36 verse 1. Now these are the generation of Esau, who is Edom.
Now you see that? Now, you see how easy to paint the picture. So when you see the word Edom, it's polluted for Esau. See that, now you see how plain that is. He's telling you, don't mess with the Edomites. Now you find out the Edomite is Esau. Verse 8 and 9.
Okay. Genesis or Kings? Which one?
Daniel 36. You're just going down to verse 8 and 9 now. 36. Now, you got to give it the sack of wind, verse 8 and 9.
Okay. Genesis chapter 36, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8. Thus dwell Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. Verse 9. And these are the generation of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir.
Now look at that. It ain't nothing that needs to be interpreted, the bottom line. And this Esau have a complexion on him that'll stick up today because nothing new upon the sun by going just 25-25 mode. Let's find out what he looked like. It tell you what he looked like. Just 25-25. Esau is here. Esau is here.
Genesis chapter
25. Yeah.
Genesis 25:25, and the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
Stop right there. So there's a tale. So how do he look? He was red then, and he red now. So all you got to do is wait your 10 o'clock news call today, tonight, and look at the shirt that the lead announcer going to have on. Just look at his face. The shirt going to be white, but the face is going to be reddish. It ain't going to even match up. Once now you know what to look for, just watch the shirt. It's going to be white. Got the shirt on his tie. But look at the face and look back at the shirt. You're not white. You more red than white. That shirt is white. You don't look like no drywall. See that? That's how you catch them red. And this was Yahweh telling you what not to do. So Esau, the Edomite, is today called the white man and the white woman. It tell you when it come down to, it's a no-no. Do not cohabitate with the white man and the white woman. There's right there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Back to 11th chapter. So Yahweh is telling Solomon what not to do. The Edomite is polluted for Esau. The red man, the red woman. Call himself a day, the white man and the white woman. He said, don't cohabitate with the white man and the white woman. You read that? So you got it? Good. So now we got that. So now you're clear about that. So now Solomon has this information, and he passed it on to the king. And now we're going to find out what happened a little bit later on. Now, we're going to leave that right there. That's enough of that for time's sake. Let's go back to Brother Makai and get a little bit more out of wisdom of Solomon. So now we are learning something on the way of learning something. Mm-hmm. Where you left off on wisdom of Solomon at, Brother Makai?
Well, back to the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, picking up at verse 11. Verse 11 reads, wherefore, set your affections upon my words, desire them, and you shall be instructed. Verse 12.
Yeah, man.
Wisdom is look.
So if you listen to these words, you will be instructed and we'll help you. So there's what I see right here. So he told you now, if you listen to what I'm telling you, you're going to be all right. Now, so it's up to you now to listen to what we're telling you, and you're going to be all right. Yahweh giving you what to do and what not to do. If you continue to do what he tell you to do, you don't do it, and you do what not to do. Now, here's some things he tell you, and it's up to you. It's up to you to follow it. You follow it, you're going to be all good. If you don't, you're going to be disembobulated. Let's see what we can read over there at Brother Micaiah. Let's run to the 27th chapter of Numbers, verse 15 down to verse 17. Let's see what we can get. Because we're going somewhere. We don't know where we're going, but we're going to go somewhere and peep at some things on the way of peeping at some things. We're going to Numbers 27, 15 through 17. But before you read any of that, Mother Eve, give me Matthew 23, verse 23, 24, and 28. That's what I want. Hey, Mother Eve, Matthew 23, verse 23, 24, and
28. Okay. Matthew 23. The book of Matthew, chapter 23.
Matthew 23, verse 23, 24, and 28.
The book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23, verse 24, and verse 28. The book of Matthew, chapter 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mine and commune and have omitted the weight, the weighty matter of the holy instruction, judgment, mercy, and faith. These all you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Verse 24. You blind guys, which strain at a drink and swallow at a camel. Verse 28. Even so, ye also outward appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and sin.
You mother just got to read. She said, you always pick at the nitpicking things. That means we come on the broadcast six nights a week. Everything that's good be said, you got nothing to say. But anything that look like something that's not right, you jump on that, and then you blow that up like, you know, like the WCC says, we gonna catch you in something tonight. You know, you wait. Why are you waiting to catch me in something tonight? Same thing about some of them they do. They just wait, like the elder said earlier, and they act like they listening, but they really trying to catch something on the way of catching something. Their mind is, that's the way it be. That's the way it be. I mean, what we said, what we brings out, they ain't got nothing to say on that. But if something look like it's anything that they can jump on, aha, that's how they play it. That's it. That is right there. So that's the way it is. But Mother read, but what's really behind you is the verse 28. But what you really own is verse 28. Read that again, that Mother E. Read that with a little more authority in verse 28. Conviction in 28.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 28. Even so, you also outward appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and sin.
I hate that song. Mm-hmm. It said, you look good from the outside. You look, you do the double take in the mirror. But really deep down, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's that, Mommy?
Okay, thank you, Yahweh.
So you got to watch him. And Mommy, you got to watch him. They might come. They might come with olive oil all around their hand everywhere. But you got to sit there and watch them from the pages of the book. Because whatever written book is going to stand, whether we like it or not, it's going to stand. We're going to take care of a little bit of it a little bit later. So you got to watch the spirit that rear their heads up when something in the book that they don't like, or the order of the book they don't like, and then they'll rear their head up. Watch that there. Because like I said again, they can't hide it now. The order of the Bible is trying to come up around the order of the Bible. But the order gonna stand, Mother. The order going to stand in Acts 8, 29 and 30. What do it say that we can read? Acts chapter 8, 29 and 30. Yeah, 8, 29 and 30. What can we show this national audience that it's going to stand, whether we like it or not? Acts 8, 29 and 30.
Acts chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the church. Verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest?
Yeah, and what are you saying, 31, behind that?
Verse 31. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired
Philip. Stop right there. That's it. So you see, we can get around that. Any way you want to get around it is on you. If you try to do it any other way than what the record says, unless a man guides you, you out of order. A man's supposed to guide you. Because the reason why a man's supposed to guide you are Detroit, Michigan, Tampa. Let's go to Job 39, verse 17 through 19. Tampa, Detroit, Michigan, 39, 17 through 19 says what? Down for Detroit, Michigan. What you saying, Latter-day Saints? Still, we going to mute somebody. Why don't we mute Camp Paul? Well, it's your radio station. What can I say? Mother D.F. Israel. What do it say we can read in Job 39, 17 through 19?
Job 39.
Yes. Verse 17 through 19.
Job chapter 39, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17. Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. Verse 18. What time she lifted up herself on high, she scorned the horse and his rider. Verse 19. Has thou given the horse strength? Has thou closed his neck with thunder?
Well, all he's saying is one thing. He got all about things, and when he put you in position to do things, the only way you go truly understand anything according to Yahweh's word, a man got to guide you, and once you got it, you're supposed to help others. That's the game changer right there. That's the way it is. So anytime you come up another way, you're a thief and a robber. That's how it is written. He said he has deprived her of the wisdom and understanding according to his Bible, his understanding. And he said it, that's the end of it, because in Titus 1, verse 2 says what? Mother dear of Israel. In the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 2, what did the Almighty say? So those that do not want to follow the order of the Bible and always got a comeback on it, Yahweh's word is going to stand, and these men got to understand one thing. You tending the building by not being in order according to the Bible. If you don't instill into her what needs to be known in the Bible, she's not going to catch it on her own. It don't work like that, according to what Yahweh just said. Now, once you instill it in her, she got it. Do you? But after all, according to the Bible. But you got to believe that. What'd you read that, mother?
Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Look, so is Yahweh lying by what he's saying there, Mother dear Israel?
No, he can't lie.
He can't lie. That's just simple as that. You can look at it any way. You can push me in a closet and lock the door on me. If you can catch me off balance and push me forward, not to know, but it's still going to stand with the Bible says. That's just the way it is. Now, Brother Micaiah, now let's run to Numbers chapter 27, 15 down to verse 17. Now, see, once we understand these things, and you know, because Yahweh's word going to stand. Let's see what he got written. And Numbers 27, 15 through 17.
The book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 15 through 17. Verse 15 reads, and Moses spake unto Yahweh, saying, verse 15, let Yahweh, the Yahweh of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. 17, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
So if the man is not over the congregation, you just like a what without having what, young lion?
Be not as a sheep which have no shepherd.
See that? So whenever you see a woman leading a congregation, according to the Bible, what the Bible say again, it is again?
As sheep which have no shepherd.
Simple as that. I don't care how smart you is. If a woman is leading the congregation, it's just like a sheep having no shepherd, according to what we read. Now, we're going to precept that to Ezekiel 34. And pick up verse 30 and 31 there, Brother Micaiah. And Mother East, have me 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 through 15, waiting on me. And Mother D of Israel, have me Titus chapter 2:3 down to verse 10. Come on.
You said Ezekiel chapter 34. Then you want verse 31 Dan 33.
3-0 and 3-1. 30 and 31. We're going to precept that for a quick minute. Yeah, Ezekiel 34, verse 30 and 31. What does it say?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 30 and 31. Verse 30 reads, thus shall they know that I, Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, am with them, and that they, even the family of Israel, are my people, says Yahuwah. 31, and you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your Yahuwah, says Yahuwah.
He says, the flock of my pastors is a men. Who leads the way is men. I mean, you can get puffed up with Nita Biden and all George Myers and all of them anyway. You can get puffed up if you want to because you went to cemetery schools and stuff like that. I know what I said, cemetery. The graveyard schools. Still, the Bible is right. The woman do not lead the congregation of where men is present, according to the right. Now, on the precept of the 2 Kings 11, 1 down to verse 4. And now we'll give you a timeline on exactly how long do a woman supposed to have an influence over the male child. We're going to give you a timeline because you had the child. We want you to be clear to know the Bible tells you, that's why you have got to be sitting in the right ministry. You have so long to hover over that male child before you have to give him up and let him be influenced by the congregation of the Six Anointed Camps. Where men's is at. And then you'll see how that child will come out if you know these things in advance. Now we're going to take a look at exactly how long you have to, you know, nourish that child before you have to stop putting your stamp on that child according to the Bible. Let's run to our 2 Kings there, young lion, 11 chapter 1 through 4 and 12.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, and verse 12. Verse 1 reads, and when Athaliah, the mother of Uzziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royals, all the seed royals. Verse 2. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahijah, took Joash, the son of Ahijah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain in the bedchamber. And they hid them, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber. From Athaliah, so that he was not slain. Verse 3. And he was with her hid in the temple of Yahuwah 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. Verse 4. In the seventh year, Jehoiada the seer sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captives and the guards, and brought them to him into the temple of Yahuwah, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the temple of Yahuwah, and showed them the king's son. Verse 12. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon his head, and gave him the covenant, and they made him king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and said, Yahuwah save the king.
I guess that. You hear that? There it is. There it is, C-Ray. Your nurse, your mother, whatever it is, you got 6 years Google Mama and all that stuff right there. But your influence stops when that child turns 7. That means you don't put your stamp on him from 7 until he turns it. He's supposed to be upon the men from 7 on up. The seal's temple, he waited till the young child got 7 years old. And the seal said, go get him now. That's the boss, his mother, his nurse, supposed to influence him on what they think, what they feel is over with. You got to understand something, mothers. Child turns 7 years old, your influence stops. Although you study feeding every day. But otherwise, you instilling your wisdom, put you to the side. Tell him, go to the man. Then you will not be putting out there feminine children or children that are emotional. Because a child would take on to their mother being emotional and very effeminate if there's no male to guide them from the point of 7 years old all the way up. They didn't get their feet right. They isn't right. So it's up to you. Hug him and cuddle him all you want. You don't put him in the hand of the 6 and 9 account after he gets 7 years old. You out of order, Yahwa. It isn't right.
I bring you
now, my Mother E, what you getting ready to read that, Mother E, out of 1 Timothy 2, 9 through 15? What you getting ready to read that, Mother E?
1 Timothy 2, 9 through 15. Okay. 1 Timothy. Chapter 2. Okay, I got it. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. Verse 9. In like manner, also that woman adored themselves in modern appeal, the same patience and sobriety, not with Border hair, or gold, or pearl, or costly array. Verse 10. But which becomes woman, professional, that wildness with good work. Verse 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjective. Verse 12, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to use authority over the man, but to be in silence. Verse 13, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. Verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Verse 15, notwithstanding, he shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in the covenant and charity and honestness with sobriety.
What verse you on? That's 15? Okay, good.
I just
that must be of Israel. That was 15?
Right.
Okay, good. You read 15. That's good. So you see, I don't care how much education you got, you do not exert authority over the man. Matter of fact, you only got 6 years to do it with your child. Your male child, you only got 6 years to do it with him. So how you expect if you got 6 years to do it with your own child and take your influence off of him, although you got to feed him, or you get 18 years old. But when it comes down to decision making, you got to make sure you follow the rules and regulations of Yahuwah. Get him into a man authority. If there's no man around, if the 6 anointed camps around, right? If a man, there's men there to show them the right way. You got to trust in the Bible. When a your young child come to you male after he turns seven and say, Mom, what about this? What about this? You got to say, wait till the Sabbath day and write your question down. And when you get to the temple or one of them six anointed camps, they would break that down for you. I'm out of order if I put my spin on it, because my spin might come out and have you emotional and very feminine. But see, if you end with the men's, they gonna tell you, hey, look, young man, so late. You see his hair on the face. You got to put a little bit of, let it grow where it is and make sure you got that old lion look. And the average young man that's raised up by his mama, that keeps a smooth face like the world. They're not told to put a beard on his face or fringes. They told be like the world. See that? And he messed them up right there and there. And that's why they end up being soft, effeminate, and they be very emotional because they chase after their mama. Because their mama didn't know, at seven, I do not have the answer for you. The ministry where the men's at, that's Yahwali men's, will give you your answer. See, now, if we know these things, we're going to be all right. But as long as we come up another way, you will see because you will see what you're seeing right now. Emotional male child. They be so emotional, they just give them. They might just grab a gun, a knife, and just all of a sudden, you know, because they don't have the right proper Bible teaching in them how to avoid situations, and they be told through the mail how to avoid before you come into that situation. Just don't we can't tell you, but we know you're not going to listen to the Bible, so you're just going to do it the way you want to do it. Well, I'm feeding, I should be able to tell you something. Yeah, but when he turns seven, according to the Bible, shut your mouth up. Tell him write his questions down and take it to the ministry of the Yahwali ministry, and they'll take it from there. Now you're doing Bible. Now you got the will of Yahweh over your head. Because they will show them exactly how to avoid punishment, and if you're going to get in a relationship, what to look for before you get off into one. And like Mother Red, Mother E, read it one more time, Mother E. Come back to that 23:28 again. Because this is what we get caught up on. Hey, Mother E, come back to that 23 of Matthew 28 again.
Okay. Matthew 23:28. Book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 28. Verse 28. Even so, you shall outward appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and sin.
Yeah, Marie, you look good as long as the light is on you. But once you're behind those in the car, your head turn around like one of the little mummy dogs, your head turn all around to the back. Once you get going. See? So you know, there it is. They in class, they may hold their peace for a minute. But also they get in the car, get home behind those. Your stuff you heard in that Bible, you probably forget about all that. I'm going to call you what? Yahweh. You ain't my Yahweh. You a B-A-N. See, that's why we need to get our hands on those that got ear to hear. And that's why we set up something big in the Six Anointed Camp, land before us, we organize it, but we got to organize according to this Bible. You got to put your feelings to the side and what you think, what you feel, and as much as Bible unfold itself. What you playing in the background, WCC? So, now, we got to understand these good stuff. Now, Mother, what you getting ready to read, Mother D up Israel?
Titus chapter 2, verses 3 to 10.
Okay.
Titus chapter 2, verses 3 to 10, verse 3. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming righteousness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4. That they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. Verse 5. To be discreet, chastened, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband. That the word of Yahuwah be not blasphemed. Verse 6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7. In all things showing yourself a pattern of good works and doctrine, teaching, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity. Verse 8. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrite heart may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say to you. Verse 9. Exalt servants to be obedient unto their own master, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Verse 10, not prolonging, but showing all good fluency, that they may adorn the doctrine of Yahuwah, our Savior, in all things.
Mm-hmm. Read
3 and 6 again. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming righteousness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded.
Mm-hmm. Mother D.F. Israel, how long do the aged woman supposed to deal with that understanding in verse 6 with that young man? How much time she have? According to that young man in verse 6, the aged woman.
7 years.
6 years. On the 7 year, got to give him up. 6 years, put your goo and all that on him for 6 years. 7 years, got to give him up. When it, not saying give him up, out, to take your bags and get up out of here. No. What come down to your influence on his mindset, that's where it stops at. It stopped on the 7 year. 7 years you're passing on. Now you line up with the will of Yahuwah. So there's it there. See, we need to have this information when time to come. In the first 6 years, you but when that young man turns 7 years old, he must be in a ministry where the influence of a male, if his father is not there. But the ministry have fathers there to guide him the proper way. So we need to know this because it's going to come up in the sixth anointed camp. And that's what you want to do is line up with the Bible. It is right there. So the woman got a great responsibility to take the young girl all the way. But the young man, drop your influence on him when he turns seven. But that young girl, you keep your influence on them, how to do certain things at the time appointed. And there the record is right there. So you can ignore the record if you want. It's up to you. But if you do the record, then Yahweh will have a blessing on you by doing what he got written. That's not going to change. Just worry about. It's not going to change. Now, Brother Micaiah, you want to run over here and take a look at Ezra chapter 9, verse 7. Now we got to find out some things on the way to find out some things. Now we got to find out what happened then. So we got to find out some things on the way to find out what happened. We're going to Ezra chapter 9, and we'll pick up verse 7, and we'll see if we get a point out of this. See, listen, we don't know where we're going, but if you stand back off of what we bring to you, it'd be spirit-led from Yahweh, because one thing about it, we're sitting up something real big in the six anointed camps. The land before us, we got to grab it all, and we got things to do on them lands to get our people, the nation, in order. So if you're about this, you'll get in where you've been in at. Donate to this ministry, because what we're going to set up is something to help yourself and your loved ones to come. A school, banquet hall, land to grow your food, that way they can go out there and get their own food and take it back before the lemon gonna cost you $10. Telling you in advance, a wise seer will instruct you in advance. The land is the poor, north, east, south, west. It's everywhere. All we gotta do is get it. Let's roll our sleeves up and get the job done for those that are coming after us. Or just remain. Try to keep watching that one eye faith. Now, it's up to you. It's going to be done. So if you're going to contribute and donate to this ministry, because the land is before us to put things in motion for you and your offspring to come, or they already here. That's what we on. Now, I'm going to find out some things on the way to find out some things. We're going to the ninth chapter. Brother Micaiah, and we'll look at and see can we find out but what happened. Let's go to Ezra and we'll pick up at chapter 9 and we'll read down until we get our point. Let's see what happened all the way down to verse 13. Probably we can be quiet and find something to do from 7 to 13. But if he's about to come in, I mean, because Yahweh won't come in. You're on the clock. Ezra, chapter 9, 7 down to verse 13. Come on.
The book of Ezra, Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7 down to 13. Verse 7 reads, since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our sins have we, our king, and our priests been delivered into the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to the captivity, and to the spoil, and to the confusion of faith, as it is this day. Verse 8. And now, for a little space, grace hath been showed from Yahweh, our Yahweh, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his right place, that our Yahweh may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our body. Verse 9, for we were bondmen, yet our Yahweh had not forsaken us in our bondage, but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the king, the Persian, to give us a revive, to set up the temple of Yahweh, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Yadah-Judah, and in Yadah-Judah. Verse 10. And now, O our Yahweh, what shall we say after this? We have been forsaken. We have forsaken your Torah structure. Verse 11. Which you have commanded by your servants to see it, saying, the land unto which you go to possess it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Verse 12. Now therefore, give not your daughter unto their son, neither take their daughters unto your son, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that you may be strong and eat of the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. Verse 13. And after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that you, our Yahuwah, has punished us less than our sins deserve, and has given us such deliverance as this.
So now, so Yahuwah, he always will put the olive branch out for you to do you some good. But then all of a sudden, you do a 14 on it. You do a verse 14 on it. Look what you do. Now, he brought you out of up under the bondage of the African Americans, one called Ham. And look what you do in verse 14.
The book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 9, verse 14. 14 reads, should we again break your Torah structure and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Will not you be angry with us till you have consumed us, so that there should be no remembrance? So there should be no remnant nor escape.
Hear your man say it. You hear what he's saying? You hear what the man's saying? Read verse 14 again. Listen what he's saying. He said, listen, when you do things contrary to what he tell you to do, you make him, let's see, you make him feel good. Let's see, you make him feel good when you do something contrary to the order he gave you. Let's see you do it, make him feel good in verse 14.
The book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 9, verse 14. 14 reads, should we again break your Torah structure and join in affinity with the people of these abominations? Will not you be angry with us till you have consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escape?
They say that. So now, so if you don't turn these young men over to the ministry to point these things out, what they'll do, soon as they get smelling age right, they'll be looking at people look like somebody else. But they don't have no proper guidance on it. But when you're around the ministry of the six and on the camp, we will take the young man to the side and show him some things that going to fall him to come. You see what he's saying? So he said, because you don't want to do something on appearance because you're going to make Yahuwah angry at you. Now he's there with them. So Yahuwah is going to be angry at you if you don't lie with this book. So we'll show the young man that Yahuwah is going to be angry with you if you do such a thing. See, we'll have him from 7 years old all the way up, and then they'll be able to say, thank you, Mom, you put us in the right position for Yahuwah not to be angry with us. See that? That is right now. Verse 15.
The book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A, chapter 9, verse 15. 15 reads, O Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, you are right, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before you in our trespass. See, for we cannot stand before you because of this.
You see that? So you see that? You cannot stand before Yahuwah when you broke the rules and regulation of Yahuwah. That's right. You can hug him and all you want to hug him and squeeze him all your day long, but you ought to understand something. We're not going to read, but read tomorrow night when in 2 Maccabees, when the young lady said, I don't know how you got in my womb. All I know, it wasn't my doing. It was the hand of the Almighty. So you got to know that that is not your offspring. That is Yahweh's offspring. And he wants you to make sure you govern that offspring according to where he the one planned it there for you. He the one made it happen. You need to find out what he's saying about it. That be Yahweh to be giving you these offsprings. But you're making them angry by following what Grandma Josephine said. No, you got to know what the Bible says. That's what's going to stand. And we're going to show your offspring the Bible. Huh? That's the key right there. And you'll see a difference when they're up under the ministry, but you got to start with by understanding. That's why you got to take this ministry more serious. Six anointed camps, you'll be on the clock. To help, don't forget about yourself. You want to get you some James 5:20 and Matthew 25:21. You want all you can get. So put your feelings in the back burner and look at the offspring, the grandbabies and everything else, how to direct them the right way for the system eat them up. There it is right there. Now, so, and we got the mothers in place to help the young women. The mothers in place, they will help you to abort the punishment. But you got to have the right spirit on you to reach out for help. They lead by example. Now, Mother E, we're going to Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 27 down to verse 30. And Mother D of Israel helped me 31 to 37. You're going to learn something on the way of learning something. You're going to learn something on the way of I got your message. I see what you're saying, WCC. I see. I'll talk about it later. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 27 down to verse 30, and Mother D. F. Israel had me 31 down to verse 37. You on the clock, Mother E. Come on.
The book of Nehemiah chapter 9. Verses 27 to 30. Verse 27. Therefore, thus delivering them into the hands of their enemies who vexed them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thus heard them from heaven, and according to the manifold mercy, thus gave them favor, who saved them out of the hands of their enemies. Verse 28. But after they had rested, they did evil again before thee. Therefore, leftest thou them in the hands of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thus heardest them from heaven. And many times did it thus deliver them according to thy mercy. 29. And testified against them that thus mightest bring them again unto thy Torah instruction. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments. But sin again, thy judgments which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdraw the shoulder and harden their neck and would not hear. Verse 30. Yet many years did thou forbear them, and testify against them by their spirit, by your spirit, and your prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore, give them into the hands of the people of the land.
Now, Mother, he said, for many years, he said to seal to you, tell you, like it's in the run out. We tell you exactly what's going on. He said, but you're not going to pay him no never mind. He's going to show what the Bible's saying, but you get in your feelings. You'll do your own thing. But he always, when you cry to him, then he'll send a seer to you to show you what you need to know, you know, to wake you up, to say, look at this Bible again. But he always sent a seer to who? Back up to our mother. Hey, mother, give me a 23 to 25 or Exodus. 223 down to verse 25. He always will raise up a seer in every generation. And the seer's job is to get in contact with the elders. The elders is to find the fathers. Fathers find the mothers, and the mothers find the children. That's the order of things. You can't break the order because it's the father's order to give to the son, to give to the minister spirit, to get down to the seer. You're not going to break that. Okay, I was knowledge you got. But if you do right, this is what Yahuwah said, when you cry to him, and you do right, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, down to verse 25. What did it say that, Mother E?
Exodus chapter 22.
Chapter 2. Exodus 2.
Oh,
23, down to verse 25. What did it say that we can read that, Mother E?
Look at Exodus chapter 2. Verse 23 to 25. Okay. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. And it comes to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel fight by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto Yahweh by reason of bondage. Verse 24, and Yahweh heard their groaning, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel. Verse 25, and Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
It Yahweh had what?
Respect. Unto them.
That's when they cried to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Mother E?
Right.
Hey, Mother E, go to hold there for a minute. Let's see what really happened that we can read. Hey, Mother E, run to Hosea for a minute. Let's see how they got that great deliverance. In Hosea 12, can you read to us how did they get that great deliverance in 12, verse 13.
Hosea.
How did they get that great deliverance? They cried to Yahuwah, and let's see that he come down and give him a great deliverance. Let's see exactly what he did once they cried to him in Hosea 12.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by prophecy, and by the seal, and by the seal, the Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt. And by the seal was he preserved by prophecy.
Read that again, Mother D. F. Israel, read that verse, Mother D. F. Israel, verse 13.
Hosea,
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by a seer, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a seer was he preserved.
How many seers that were they led out by, and that was millions of Israelites. How many seers was there, Mother, in 12, verse 13?
One seer.
See, the man don't change. And this is what the greatest mystery in King. Why 3, verse 6, he don't change. He don't change how you going to do it now. But you just don't trust what you read out of the Bible. Your only way out is according to what Scripture's saying. You just read how it's going to happen. If you're going to be delivered today, you got to get that written in 12, verse 13. And we're going to pause it there. We got the message that you muking the elder. Well, I got you. We muking the elder. Go to Mother Zeke. We muking the elder on his final statement. Mother Zeke, it's time for you to address this mass and audience, Mother Zeke. This is the best part of the broadcast, and we're going to come back with Mother D.F. Israel in that 31 to 36 of Nehemiah after Mother Z addressed this national audience over 500,000 plus. You on the clock, Mother Z, come on.
I would just like to read for the national audience tonight. I'm going to read Psalm chapter 92, Summer Psalm, chapter 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, the name of the Most High. Verse 2, to shout forth his loving kindness in the morning and in thou faithfulness every night. Verse 3, upon an instrument of upon the harp with a solemn sound. Verse 4, for thus Yahweh has made me glad through thy words, and will teach in the works of thy hand. Verse 5. O Yahweh, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very devious. Verse 6. And a burdened man know not, neither do a fool understand. Verse 7, when the wicked spring as the grass and when all the works of iniquity be flourished, it is that thou shalt be destroyed forever. Verse 8. But Yahweh are more higher. But thus Yahweh are more higher forevermore. The Most High forevermore. Verse 9. For lo, thy enemies, O Yahweh, for lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the works of iniquity shall be scattered. And that's what I would like to leave with the national audience tonight. And just say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent, Moses. That's right. That's why we scatter today. See, the reason why we scatter, because like I said again, Yahweh is not going to intervene according to Habakkuk 1:13 if you're not in order. If you're not in order, he's just going to watch you on every point. And he's always going to send, you're always crying to him. Then he'll send a seer to tell you exactly what to do, but you pay him no never mind. You got a seer in your midst today to tell you just what to follow you and hear how you get out of it. You're not going nowhere until you get in order. You need to know what the man's saying. We're going to read to what the man's saying. Now, we come back with Mother D of Israel, back into that Nehemiah, and look if we can look at that verses 31 to 37. And Brother Micaiah had me, the three holy children, 1 through 20, waiting on me. The three holy children, 1 through 20. We're going to show you at the process of time on some things you need to know. Huh? We're going to show you some things. And we're going to paint the picture for you. After Mother D of Israel delivered in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 31 to 37. You're on the clock. Come on.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 31 to 37. Verse 31 read, nevertheless, for your great mercy's sake, thou did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious mercy and merciful Yahweh. Verse 32. Now therefore, our Yahweh, the great, the mighty, and the terrible Yahweh, who keepeth covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before thee that has come upon us, on our king, on our prince, and on our priest, and on our seer, is that right? And on our father, and on all your people, since the time of the king of Assyria unto this day. 33. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. 34. Neither have our king, our prince, our priest, nor our fathers kept your Torah instruction, nor hearken, listen unto your Torah instruction and your testimony, wherewith thou did testify against them. 35. For they have not served thee in their kingdom and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turn they from their wicked works. 36. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers, to eat the fruit thereof, and the good goods thereof. Behold, we are servants in it. 37. And it yieldeth much increase unto the king whom thou hast set over us. Because of our sins, also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure. And we are in great distress.
Ain't that something? You hear that? Mother, break down that verse 37 right there. You hear the man is saying? You see, it's a pleasure. But this is by the hand of Yahweh. They pleasure, see, right? You see what he's saying in verse 37? Let me go and give me a handkerchief and read me 37 one more time, that mother day of Israel. I don't got half of it. I got to wipe my eyes now in 37.
Okay. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 37. And it yield much increase unto the king whom thou hast set over us because of our sin. Also they have dominion over our body and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress.
Break that down, mother dear Israel. Well, what are they saying? What is you mean they got dominion over our body? Yeah. Then they got something, they got all type of nonsense that you want to take, you better take this shirt or if we don't do it. And they give you what cattle you get. Listen, see, Roy, do you see what the man is saying? But all because of you sinning against him. This is why these things happen to you, and it's going to continue to happen to you until you get in order. What y'all say about verse 37, Mother D up Israel?
Well, you broke it down. It's because of our sins. We're in this predicament. We didn't obey the voice of Yahweh.
You see that?
So we got to go to our enemy for everything.
you see that? And data's right there written. Data's right there written. And as the process of time, it got all now. As the process of time went on down the road, now we're in the three holy children, 1 through 20, by Brother Micaiah. Listen to this right here. You on. Come on, Brother Micaiah. You on. 1 through 20. Come on.
The three holy children. Verses 1 through 20. Verse 1 reads, and they walked in the midst of the fire, praising Yahuwah and blessing Yahuwah. 2. Then Azariah stood up and prayed on this mountain, and opening his mouth in the midst of the fire, said, verse 3, blessed are you, O Yahuwah, Yahuwah of our Father. Your name is worthy to be praised and glorified forever. Verse 4. You are righteous.
Hold that point. I got to deal with that, Brother Micaiah. What you mean? They walked through the fire. Now, what is the history? Do you think that's something new that happened with three holy children? Is anywhere we can go back and take a look at that is nothing new upon the sun? Let's run to the book of Jasper for a minute there, young lion. Let me see about this conversation right here. See, Yahweh do nothing that we can't read. What can we read out of the book of Jasper, chapter 11?
In the book of Jasper, chapter 11, verse 31.
The
book of Jasper, chapter 11, verse 31. 31 reads, and in the evening of that day in that house, Abram was clothed with the spirit of Yahuwah. Verse 32.
You see that? That's it. So Abram has the spirit of Yahuwah on him. So Abram, he wasn't Abraham there. He was Abram. He has the spirit of Yahuwah on him. Now, when you got the spirit of Yahuwah on you, don't think you're going to be a cakewalk, break it. Now, skip down to verse 40. Let's find out about this. He got the spirit of Yahuwah on him. See, you might have the spirit of Yahuwah on you, but remember one thing. Your bowls going to be of your own. Your bowls are your own family. Hey, Mother E, read that for me. Give me 10:36 of Matthew's real quick. To a point. Give me 10:36 real quick. See, I know. See, see, when you hear Bible, it's up to you to be aware of the Bible. And remember in 7:24, don't judge on appearance, judge according to the Bible. Luke says 10:36.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 36. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hide that, and hide that shall not be known. Hear that shall not
verse
be known.
Verse 37.
Verse 37. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, that teach.
What did I read?
Yes.
Yeah, well, what verse I need by your closest enemy, your best enemy going to be your own foe? What verse is that?
36.
What verse you need that, Mother D. of Israel?
That was 36.
All right, read that 36, that Mother D.F. Israel.
Huh?
Yeah, read that 36. Read that 36.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
You know what he's saying? So your biggest problem might be the closest one to you, might be your sister. You might catch more hair from your sister because your sister is without. And you still can't figure out. You lose sleep. Oh, my sister just ran me out. The only reason you ran out because she's without. You got to have somebody close to you be your worst foe. And you be like, hey, we got the same mama, same daddy. And you ain't nothing but a hell raiser to me. Because you got nothing to check them with. Only they going to check them you as Yahuwah. Be clear to understand. The only thing would check you is Yahuwah. But if your sister tell you, I don't want to hear no Yahuwah, your daughter say, I don't want to hear no Yahuwah, then you all upset. Now you can't sleep right. You got to understand scripture. If they don't be upon the Yahuwah, ain't they wide open, ain't nothing going to check them. Stay in the hand of Satan the devil. But you're still looking at, that's my little sister, that's my big sister, that's my auntie, that's my mama. Listen, the only thing going to check you is Yahuwah. If Yahuwah is not pressed, Satan is. Because when they look at the upon the Yahuwah, they say, oh, Yahuwah said, God, you're not. Oh, I cannot be that way. But when you Yahuwah-y, and they not on Yahuwah, y'all going to clash. Good going to clash against evil with your blood sisters, blood brothers, fathers, mothers, aunties, whatever it is. If there's no Yahuwah present, you're not going to see eye to eye. But for a couple of seconds, then hell going to break loose. Then you can tell me Yahuwah, they ain't like it. It ain't no Yahuwah present. Now here is Abram, filled with the spirit of Yahuwah. You know who delivered him up to Nimrod? His father was Terah.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Because Terah was in, he was in upon a Nimrod, but he knew, and Abram brought his dad, why you doing all these idle things? He said, son, it's time to make my money, son. You know, this is how we roll. I pleased my cousin Nimrod. You see that? But you know, the Israelites and the sons of Ham looked like each other. It was kinfolk. See that? That's another lesson. But we go on to show you, he was filled with the righteous spirit. Now his father reported him in. Then, what happened? Think of the verse 41. And what happened from 41 on down? Let's see what happens. 41. Let's read a bit. 41 on down a little bit. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jasper, chapter 11, verse 41, reading down. 41 reads, and Terah's anger was kindled against his son, Abram, when he spoke this. And Terah said to Abram, his son, in his anger, What is this tale that you have told? You speak it lies to me. Verse 42. Is there indeed Yahweh's spirit stole the power to do all you have told me? Are they not wood and stone? And have I not myself made them? And can you speak such lies, saying that the large Yahweh that was with them smote them? It is you that did place the hatchet in this hand, in his hand. And then say he smote them all. Verse 43. And Abram answered his father, said to him, and how can you then serve these idols in whom there is no power to do anything? Can those idols in which you trust deliver you? Can they hear your prayers when you call upon them? Can they deliver you from the hands of your enemy? Or will they fight your battles for you against your enemy? That you should serve wood and stone which can neither speak nor hear. Verse 44. And now surely it is not good for you, nor for your son, nor for the sons of man that are connected with you, to do these things. Are you so silly, so foolish, or so short of understanding that you would serve wood and stone and do after this manner? 45. And forget Yahweh, Yahweh who made heaven and earth, and who created you in the earth, and thereby being a great evil upon your souls in this matter by serving stone and wood. 46. Did not our fathers indeed in days of old sin in this matter? And Yahweh of the universe brought the waters of the flood upon them and destroyed the whole earth. 47. And how can you continue to do this and serve Yahweh of wood and stone? Who can hear or speak or deliver you from oppression? Who cannot hear or speak or deliver you from oppression, thereby bringing down the anger of Yahweh of the universe upon you? Verse 48. Now, therefore, my father, refrain from this sin, and bring not evil upon your soul and the souls of your household. Verse 49. And Abram hastened and sprang from before his father, and took the hatchet from his father's largest idol, with which Abram broke it and ran away. Verse 6. And to
Rock. Hold that part right there. That's good enough. So now, at the proper time, you know, they end up back to, and this all this information end up in the hands of Nimrod, their cousin. But we want to get down to the point. So you see how his father knew the truth, but his father wanted to do the paganism thing to keep the payroll going. So sometimes our loved ones understand that every time you bring up Yahweh, you see them get attitude. Listen, you got to understand one thing. Ain't nothing new upon the sun. If anybody do not smile and get happy when the name of Yahweh go on tape, you already know they got the devil in them. And they got the devil in them, you just got to position yourself to understand that. Not the moon so sweet. They got the devil in them. They can be your sister. She got the devil in her. She ain't got no Yahweh. Every time I bring the Yahweh, that's your Yahweh. I serve God. That's the devil in her. You got to recognize the devil. You might have 2 minutes with her that's good, and the next 10 will be all hell breaking loose. Why? Good do not balance out with evil. It's always going to be a clash because Yahweh is not present. If y'all understand these things, the devil is in your baby. You can see the little devil in your baby coming up. It's up to you to catch this and try to correct this. If there's no Yahweh present, the devil is. You tell your mind. But we're going to look up. Now we're going down and find out as the process of time went on. And we're going to the 12th chapter, and let's find out what I'm seeing. Now this thing escalated to the king, and the king said, I thought you brought me that little boy you had, if I can bust him in the head and beat it. You brought me the wrong baby. I'm sure they look like each other, because Abram brought a baby for the king that was told by his big dignitary, there's liver coming, and is in the house of Abram. Is his liver coming up here? And Nimrod said, hey, you're my Pharaoh cousin. You're my Pharaoh, ain't you? Look at you, bring that old boy here and let me bust him on his head and I'll take care of you for it. So he brought another baby from somebody else had a baby around the same time. He said, here he is. And old Ham, old Nimrod took him and bust that baby side of the head and gave him a couple of dollars and told him, you all right with me. But we found out that wasn't the right baby. Now, Nimrod said, that wasn't the right baby. This is the right baby. Right here, Abram, okay. Let's see what I'm going to do for him now. So we hope he brought you up to speed. Let's go to the 12th chapter and bring you up to speed and take it around by verse number 20. Take it around by verse 20 for time's sake. We're not gonna beat it, but we're gonna show you that when you got the power of Yahweh with you, you're in business. If you don't have the power of Yahweh business, you something to do anything, whether it be your brother or your sister, your mama, your wife, your husband, ain't nothing to do and say anything. Keep you where you can't speak right because you don't understand his Bible. Once you understand his Bible, then I'll put a rap out of it. Now, once you understand his Bible, Mother E, run back to Jeremiah for a minute. I want to give me a verse. You know, like I said, we'll be back on the airways tomorrow. So, see, once you understand this Bible, this is what will happen for you in the book of Jeremiah. I'm struggling right now, but we're going to find the verse in Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 26. Look what it says in Jeremiah 31, 26 there, Mother. Jeremiah 31. Mother E, what it says in Jeremiah 31, 26?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 26. Verse 26. Upon this I awake, and behold, and my sleep was sweet unto me.
What kind of sleep was he getting there, Mother?
Sweet sleep.
You see that? I got to call the way it is. You know, to see her sometimes, I'm seeking out child to five by the time I hit that pillow. I mean, I can't even count to five. I don't remember count. I said one, and that's all I can remember. Boom. See, because I'm telling you, make your decision according to the Bible, and you will have what kind of sleep there, Mother?
Sweet sleep.
Now look at WCC. See, you got a second witness on that. We'll give you a second witness. Hey, Mother, go to Proverbs chapter 5. Let's see if we get the WCC a second witness on that sweet sleep. Because, they got it written in the book of Micah. You know, they sleep right until they can cause somebody some trouble. See, they can't sleep right. See, the wicked can't even sleep right until he caused some trouble. That was the wicked, the wicked 17 nation. They can't even sleep until they delivered you up. They get the best sleep when they know you. They'll got you and grab you and kick you in the rear and put you behind the bars and stuff. Or got you where you in a great strait, they can sleep real good. They gotta wake them up to come judge you. Hey, judge, you wanna get up and come? Yeah, I'm sleeping real good behind that. I'm gonna send them real good too. Okay. Now, in Proverbs, there, Mother E, I'm gonna look at some more what we just said in Proverbs chapter 3. Make it Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 24. We want to give WCC a second witness. Proverbs 3:24. Now, I'm telling you something. I got to tell you like this. I fit that. I'm telling you. I wish it was, a camera on me and count for yourself. Whole seal be gone. And have. And when he wakes, when he's ready to go again, he already know what he got to do. Concerning you. What's that in 3:24 of Proverbs?
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. And thou liest down, I shall not be afraid. Say, thou shall lie down, and thou sleep shall be sweet.
Hey, that's that. You hear that, Marie? That's what you want. That's all you got to do for the power of Yahweh. He'll beat all the wickedness out you if you do right. If you get up on the power of Yahweh, make him sit in the corner of Yahweh, he'll make sure you get this when you let up. Now, back to old Tyro. So as Tyro and now Onera found out, hey, you brought me the wrong baby back there years ago, huh? Well, bring me the right one now. Now, they got, matter of fact, they got him and his brother. They got both of them. See, his brother wanted back no Yahweh. See, now you see them saying, now here it is, both his sons. You got Hamran and Abram, Tyrus' boys. Both of them is going to be thrown in the bottom of the fire. Let's see what happens, if we can read. Come on back to verse number 17. 12:17.
Okay. Going back to the book of Jasher. Picking up at chapter 12. And beginning at verse 17. 12 reads. I mean, chapter 12, verse 17. 17 reads. But Haran did not advise his father to anything. For Terah said this to the king in order to deliver his soul from the king. For he feared greatly. And the king said to Terah, Haran, your son who advised you to this shall die through fire with Abel. For the sentence of death is upon him for having rebelled against the king's desire in doing this thing. Verse 18. And Haran at that time felt inclined to follow the ways of Abel, but he kept it within himself. Verse 19. And Haran said in his mind, behold now, the king has seized Abram on account of these things which Abram did. And it shall come to pass that if Abram prevail over the king, I will follow him. But if the king prevail, I will go after the king. Verse 20. And when Terah had spoken this to the king concerning Haran his son, the king ordered Haran to be seized with Abram. Verse 21. And they bought them both, Abram and Haran, his brother, to cast them into the fire, and all the inhabitants of the land, and the king's servants and princes, and all the women and little ones were there, standing that day over them. Verse 22. And the king's servants took Abram and his brother, and they stripped them of all their clothes, excepting their lower garments, which were upon them. 23. And they bound their hands and feet with linen cords. And the servants of the king lift them up and cast them both into the furnace. Verse 24. And Yahweh loved Abram, and he had compassion over him. And Yahweh came down and delivered Abram from the fire, and he was not burnt. Verse 25. But all the cords with which they bound him were burnt, while Abram remained and walked about in the fire. Verse 26. And Haran died when they had cast him into the fire. And he was burnt to ashes, for his mind was not perfect with Yahweh. And those men who cast him into the fire, the flame of the fire spread over them, and they were burnt, and 12 men of them died. Verse 27. And Abram walked in the midst of the fire 3 days and 3 nights. And all the servants of the king saw him walking in the fire. And they came and told the king, saying, behold, we have seen Abram walking about in the midst of the fire. And even the lower garments which are upon him are not burnt. But the cord with which he was bound is burnt. 28. And when the king heard there, words, his mind fainted, and he would not believe them. So he sent other faithful princes to see this matter. And they went and saw it and told it to the king. And the king rose to go and see it. And he saw Abram walking to and fro in the midst of the fire. And he saw Haran's body burnt, and the king wondered greatly. Verse 29. And the king ordered Abram to be taken out from the fire. And his servants approached to take him out, and they could not. For the fire was round about, and the flaming and the flame ascending towards them from the furnace. Verse 30. And the king's servants fled from it. And the king rebuked them, saying, make haste and bring Abram out of the fire, that you shall not die. Verse 31. And the servants of the king again approached to Abram, bring Abram out, and the flames came upon them and burnt their faces, so that eight of them died. Verse 32. And when the king saw that his servants could not approach the fire, lest they should be burnt, the king called to Abram, O servant of Yahweh, who is in heaven, go forth from amidst the fire and come here before me. And Abram hearkened to the voice of the king. And he went forth from the fire and came and stood before the king. Verse 33. And when Abram came out, the king and all his servants saw Abram coming before the king in his lower garment upon him, for they were not burnt, but the cord with which he was bound was burnt. 34. And the king said to Abram, how is it that you was not burnt in the fire? Verse 35. And Abram said to the king, the Yahweh of heaven and earth, in whom I trust, and who has all in his power, he delivered me from the fire into which you did cast me. 36. And Haran, the brother of Abram, was burnt to ashes, and they sought for his body, and they found it consumed. Verse 37.
Right there. Now you see that? So you see them, same as two sons. One served Yahweh, one didn't. Mm-hmm. See? One said, see, when you serve Yahweh, you have some bumps and bruises, but Yahweh can he will deliver you. You got any problem in your body or whatever, Yahweh can deliver you. You said that, so you see this? Yahweh do the same thing over and over the same way. He don't change his program. Now, Mother Eve, we're going to close the statement, Mother Eve, by going to Daniel chapter 3. We're going to Daniel chapter 3. Pick it back on this tomorrow. See, we pick back up on this tomorrow. But I'm telling you something. Our problem is we let the flesh override the spirit of Yahweh's word. In the book of Daniel, Mother Eve, in the closing statement, book of Daniel chapter 3, Mother, we're going to look at Daniel chapter 3 there, Mother. We're going to read a couple of verses, and we'll sit it down. We'll pick it back on tomorrow. But see, pick up verse 16. Let's read a couple of verses in
Daniel chapter 16. 3. Verse 16.
Yeah, 16 through 18 to close the statement. Give me 16 through 18 in a closing statement.
Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Verse 17. If it be so, our Yahweh, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Verse 18. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve you, your of Yahweh, nor wishes the stolen image which I have set up. Verse 19.
Yeah, well, you have set up. So we're not capping out to you. See, the bottom line, we're not capping out to you. See, it might be your mother, your brother, your sister. They can't pull you to what they own. You got the whole pat in Yahweh. It might be your husband. It might be your sister. Don't let them pull you to what Yahweh, because that's destruction for you. You see? They head for destruction because they ain't got no Yahweh. And they'll take you to hell with them. Might be your husband. And she might be your sister. It's up to you to make a Bible decision. Mother E, close the statement. You on the clock, come on.
Okay. Thank you for praising Yahweh for this class. Thank you for praising Yahweh for the seal. And thank you for praising Yahweh for just being in the class. And I'm going to read verse in Matthew 24. Let me get that. Book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The audience endure to the end, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He that do it to him shall be saved, so hold on. So Mother E and Mother Z tell you plain, hold on. That's all you got to do. Help is on the way. Six anointed camp, hold on. We're going to get you the information. It's up to you to apply it. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow, Mother E and Mother Z. Mother D of Israel. Pick it back up. So he said, we're not going to get caught up in that. I'm mad at you. Verse 19. Down to verse 21 in the closing statement.
See, I wasn't at the verse. What book?
We're in Daniel 3. Take it down to 19 and 21 in the closing statement.
Daniel chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was went to be heated. Verse 1. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. 21. Then those men were bound in their coats. And their hats.
Hoses. Pants. Oh, wow, they had garment on, like Abraham had a garment on. Hoses mean pants. They had their garments on and pants upon it. So Abraham wore a garment with pants upon it called hoses. Abraham wore a garment. They wearing a garment, but you want to wear some skinny jeans. Kitty Jake's wearing skinny jeans. See that? Come on.
And their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
And they had some Yahweh, and what did they do that we can read in 24:15 and close the statement of Isaiah? And what did they do in the burning fire that we can read in 24:15 and close the statement of their mother, D.F. Israel? What did they do? They were picked up by the strongest men of African Americans and thrown in that fire. And what did they do that we can read in 24:15, the closing statement in in Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15. Wherefore honor you Yahweh in the fire, even the name of Yahweh of Israel in the isles of the sea.
Ain't that something? You hear the man saying, mother? You hear the man saying? Oh, my goodness. Told him to say that mother was catching them all. You on the clock, take your time. Honor Yahweh even when you're back against the wall. I don't care if your mama, I don't care if your daughter, your sister, stay in Yahweh. Understand that the devil's on them, and only Yahweh can take it off them. You'll worry yourself to death and lose all of your sleep trying to figure out what's going on.
Chapter 10, verse 37 and 38. Verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Verse 38. And he that taketh not his covenant and follow after me is not worthy of me. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hey, hallelujah, qua. You see what's going on here. The Bible tells you the story. That's why you, if you kept in the door to teach the Bible and the spirit don't have the spirit that you're hearing now, then you know that's not the spirit of Yahweh, but they might know the word. The spirit of the devil knew the word. But you'll know them from their fruit. If their spirit ain't right, the devil is in them. You got to call it the way it is. But Micaiah, 2 Ezra 8, 27 to 35, and a closing statement there, young line. 2 Ezra chapter 8, 27 down to 35. We get back on the holy children of all. See, you got to teach the Bible the way the man give it to you. You got to have the right spirit. Paint that picture. 2 Ezra chapter 8. 27-35. Come on.
2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 27 down to 35. 27 reads, regard not the wicked inventions of the heathen, but the desire of those that keep the covenant in affliction. Verse 28, think not upon those that have walked endlessly before you, but remember them with according to you, to your will, have known your fear. 29. Let it not be your will to destroy them which have lived like thee, but to look upon them that have clearly taught your Torah instruction. Verse 30. Take you no indignation at them which are deemed worse than thee, but love them that always put their trust in your righteousness and glory. Verse 31. For we and our fathers do languish of such disease, but because of us sinners, you shall be called merciful. 32. For if you have a desire to have mercy upon us, you shall be called merciful to us names that have no works of righteousness. Verse 33, for the just which have many good works laid up with you shall out of their own deeds receive reward. 34, for what is man that you should take displeasure at him? Or what is a corruptible generation that you should be so bitter toward it? 35, for in truth there is no man among them that be born, but he have dealt wickedly, and among the faithful there is none which have not done amiss. 36. For in this, O Yahweh, your righteousness and your goodness shall be declared. If you be merciful unto them which have not the confidence of good works. Verse 37.
You see that?
Then after,
Great.
Verse 37. Then asked he me and said, some things has you spoken aright, and according unto your words it shall be.
Mm-hmm. So you see what the man said. The man tried to tell you. Listen, you know, you can have peace with yourself if you understand, if you get out of your emotions and call it some way the Bible tells it. He tells you how to avoid punishment. And you better look at everybody with a better look. Matter of fact, couple more minutes. I need to get me one more verse in there. Young Lion, then we get a close statement. But you see, we trying to tell you, listen, why you sit there trying to figure out anybody with no book open, that's where you're going to lose it. Once you start figuring out everybody according to what's written, then you'll start seeing, everything that befalling you will cease from among you. Because he made it plain, in Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10, what kind of people we are in the closing statement. Jeremiah chapter 13, and he'll tell you what kind of people we are and why we in the condition we're in today. Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10, the closing statement come out.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8 through 10, verse 8 reads, then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, thus saith Yahuwah, after this manner will I mark the pride of Yadadju, and the great pride of Yadadju. And 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my word, which walk in the imaginations of their mind, and walk after false Yahuwah to serve them, and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
You see it? Now you see what he's saying. Now, give me, I'm gonna show you what the seal do when he know you're out of order. You're out of order, you let your emotions get in the way, you do all type of things outside of coming to Yahuwah, and then you always want to, the more you do, the worse you get in the mind. Let him show what Jeremiah said in 13:17 and close the statement. That's it. Then you close it out for us there, young lion. Jeremiah 13, verse 17.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 17. 17 reads, but if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eyes shall weep sore, and run down with tears, because Yahuwah's flock is carried away captive.
Ain't that something? Young mind, closing statement, you on the clock, take your time, it's all you, and we catch you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. Your day it is, C-Roy, that's take number 130. It's up to you. Yeah, review the tape, write it down, make a call to the corner, just say, Yahuwah, I bet you get sweet sleep. Oh, you say, I don't sleep good. Well, you reason why, because you want to accept the Bible. You accept the Bible, Yahuwah will show you how you intervene and glorify him even in the fire. Then you read that? Good. Brother Mikhail, take your time. It's all yours and come out.
The book of Mark. Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for a day to read his word and learn the word under the seal Israel of Steve Roy. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children that have given me to raise them under the word of Yahuwah. I want to read the book of Mark, chapter 3, and picking it up at verse 31 down to 35. 31 reads, there came then his brother and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. 32, and the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, your mother and your brother without seek for you. 33, and he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brother? Verse 34, and he looked around about on them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and my brother. 35, for whosoever shall do the will of Yahuwah, the same as my brother and my sister and my mother. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hey, it's no need in saying no more about the Take 130 of WCC, Latter-day Saints.